Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
Change of Outlook by Jennifer Honis, Michigan, USA. I participated in an alternative spring break, ASB, in 2001 through Wayne State University in Detroit, Michigan. In ASB, participants travel someplace during spring break to do volunteer work. Education is a primary focus of ASB. Before break, we learn about the issue we will volunteer with. I spent that spring break in Atlanta working with AIDS patients. My group helped Project Open Hand prepare and deliver meals to homebound patients. We also helped one day in a daycare for children affected by the virus. Either they had AIDS or their caretaker did, or both. On the third day, Wednesday, three of my group members and I piled into a van to deliver coolers of food. Several meal recipients lived in high-rises, and some had specific instructions for delivery. Leave food in a cooler next to the door, knock loudly, and similar. One client had no cooler outside because someone had been stealing his food. There was a note next to his name to leave the food with his neighbor. He must have just stepped out because I just saw him, the neighbor told us. We wanted to leave a note on his door so he would know his food was waiting next door, but we lacked pen and paper. We went down to the building lobby to find what we needed. We had just finished writing the note and borrowing a piece of tape when I heard a voice behind me ask, "Have you already been upstairs?" I turned and saw a frail-looking black man, very thin with hollow cheeks. He gestured to our large red cooler bags. "Are you Paul?" one of my friends asked. "Yes, that's me," he answered. We told him we left the food with his neighbor. He thanked us and then said, "Don't forget to smile. Your smiles make the world a better place." Even now, I feel a shiver run down my spine and tears well up in my eyes at the thought of Paul. You could tell by looking at his body that he was sick, but when you looked at his face, you saw no fear, anger, or pain. There was a wonderful shine in his eyes and a broad smile on his face. Paul was sick. Sick enough that he needed to have his food prepared and delivered to him, but he didn't let that get him down. I went down to Atlanta to help people, but I never expected one of them to help me. Now, whenever I face a tough situation, I think of Paul and his undefeatable attitude. If he can look death in the eye and smile, then surely I can get through less difficult situations. I knew that my ASB experience was going to change my outlook on life, but I am surprised that I can sum it all up in one sentence. Don't forget to smile. Your smiles make the world a better place.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.